Reaction. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following Friday's Supreme Court ruling that overturns Roe v. Wade, a legal precedent that had been in effect for almost 50 years, thousands of people protesting across the U.S. Saturday. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more from New York City.
Dallas, Cincinnati, and Philadelphia had some pretty large turnout. Some of those crowds were for pride festivals, but conversations about Roe v. Wade are at the forefront. On Friday, large crowds showed up here in Manhattan, specifically near Union Square there. Some protesters were arrested after they blocked off streets because they halted so much traffic in Manhattan. On Friday, a heavy police presence also out in Los Angeles. Thousands there gathered. The LAPD making some arrests as those crowds continue to grow.
The FBI is investigating a Colorado pregnancy center that was vandalized and set on fire. On Saturday night, police in Eugene, Oregon, arresting 10 pro-abortion protesters for disorderly conduct outside a pregnancy center. And in downtown Portland, a group of about 100 people were seen smashing windows and vandalizing several buildings, spray-painting anti-SCOTUS messages, including death to SCOTUS. President Biden arriving in Germany Saturday to hold talks with other world leaders at a G7 summit. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more.
The talks in southern Germany are considered to be among the most important in decades in terms of world security. President Biden and the leaders of the world's top economies will have aid to Ukraine at the top of their agenda, as well as climate, health, and food security. The leaders will hear remarks from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who will join virtually.
Russian forces trying to take control of Ukraine's last remaining stronghold in the eastern Luhansk region. Russia launching dozens of missiles across Ukraine Saturday. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A U.S. soldier admits to planning a horrifying murder plot.
Army Private Ethan Meltzer of Louisville, Kentucky, pleaded guilty in federal court of plotting to kill members of his unit in 2020. The 24-year-old also admitted to trying to support terrorists and illegally transmitting national defense information. Authorities say Meltzer was a member of a violent anarchist group called the Order of Nine Angels, which supports neo-Nazism and Satanism. His lawyer initially denied membership, but authorities say Meltzer wanted to infiltrate the military on the group's behalf. He could face 45 years in prison. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Ghislaine Maxwell set to receive her prison sentence this Tuesday.
U.S. District Judge Allison Nathan is deciding what prison sentence Ghislaine Maxwell will get, as seven women who say that Maxwell helped Jeffrey Epstein steal their innocence are asking the judge to consider their pain. Prosecutors have asked for a 30 to 55-year prison sentence for Maxwell. She's been jailed since her July 2020 arrest. At Maxwell's trial, four women described sexual attacks on teenage girls from 1994 to 2004 by Epstein and Maxwell at his mansions and estates in New York, New Mexico, Florida, and the Virgin Islands. Epstein was found dead in his jail cell in August of 2019 while awaiting trial. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Inflation is even impacting funeral costs.
U.S. inflation soared 8.6% in May, but the cost of funeral services went up less than 3%. The head of the New Jersey State Funeral Directors Association tells Fox Business, even though it's a caring industry, it faces the same financial pressures as everyone else, so at some point prices must go up. The median price for a funeral last year was more than $7,800. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.